the Reverend Dr. Andrew Armand, Associate Rector of St. Albans Episcopal Church here in Waco, and welcome to this week's Likely Stories. If the years 2005, 2017, and 2020 mean anything to you, or reaching farther back, 1965, 1969, and 1989, then you probably have some relationship to the Texas-Louisiana Gulf Coast. All of these years brought devastating flooding, high winds, and millions upon millions of dollars of property damage to coastal areas. Jack Davis's book, The Gulf, The Making of an American Sea, is one of those books that is inexplicably entertaining. It's a 500-page tour de force with many well-researched footnotes, and yet it is truly a page-turner. Davis begins with the indigenous peoples of the Gulf and brings the story through European settlement and colonization all the way to the present. He focuses on the two main industries that have always competed for the hearts and minds of those in the Gulf, the fishing and oil industries. Davis shows how these two industries are intertwined completely. There's no better example than the 1967 renaming of the Louisiana Shrimp Festival in Morgan City to the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival. Davis is at his best when he offers poetic descriptions of the wildlife, the plant life, and the natural history of the Gulf Coast. I think it's unusual for an academic writing a detailed and footnoted historical book to have such rich and beautiful descriptions, but Davis is an environmental writer in the tradition of John Muir and Rachel Carson. Tens of thousands of years ago, he writes, when the ocean was far inland, pounding and wearing away at rocks, it was creating infinite grains of sand. Then the earth turned cold and glaciers solidified, and the ocean withdrew from the chiseled mountains that now stand above our world. The withdrawing waters carried down the manufactured sediment to the Gulf, depositing it across terra firma and into the sea. So when you walk on a beach, you walk on mountains. He could have just said, prosaically, that beach sand comes from the long erosion of mountains, but he always finds a way to put things that demonstrates his profound respect for the natural processes that have shaped the world as we now know it. And ultimately, that's Davis's point, to have us reflect on the ways in which human ingenuity, human greed, our best and our worst intentions have shaped this most important American sea, the Gulf of Mexico. It might just be one of the best things you could read this summer as you huddle under an umbrella, on a blanket, on a Gulf Coast beach, looking out at the oil platforms on the horizon.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. If you'd like to hear this episode again or explore past episodes, visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our site to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.